Loyalist bands may be banned from passing the only Catholic church on the main Belfast Orange Order parade route on the 12th of July. The Irish News is reporting that the action could be taken by the Parades Commission after a band played sectarian songs outside St Patrick's Church in Donegal Street last month. Earlier this morning, I spoke to Peter Osborne, chairman of the Parades Commission.
First of all, can I say in a general sense that I think parading in Northern Ireland has made significant strides in recent years. I think a lot of progress has been made in different areas. I'm very encouraged by that, and it's something that we want to see happening throughout Northern Ireland. And certainly when you look at the band scene, both Loyalist and Republican band scene, again, some significant progress has been made and is continuing to be made. So I wouldn't want one incident or isolated incidents to take up more attention than the progress that has been made.
But this has been the news story around this particular parade at St. Patrick's Church. What's your understanding now of what happened?
Sure, and I was coming to that. Certainly the pictures that I've seen, as a colleague of mine, Reverend Kennaway, has described, what I've seen was inappropriate. But at the same time, it is important for us to get the views and opinions of all people concerned, certainly in terms of natural justice, if nothing else. So we want to hear from the band and anybody else who has an opinion about what happened on that day, and then we'll draw conclusions after that. It's important that we don't exaggerate or hype things up. We want to have a look at it based on the evidence that we can gather, and then draw conclusions that are common sense judgments after that.
Though you've already drawn the conclusion that what happened was totally inappropriate.
Well, certainly the pictures that I've seen would indicate that, but at the same time, I do want people to come forward and tell us their view of things, and that's why I'm hoping the band will do that as well as anybody else. I know they've made some comments on it. I think they have said, if I read somewhere a couple of weeks ago, sorry about it, and they didn't know that they were in front of the church. I think I'd like to hear that from them directly, and then we'll consider it after that.
What are the possible penalties you can impose?
Well, I don't want to hype or exaggerate this. Obviously, there are a range of options available to us. I don't want a headline to say this is possible or that's possible, ranging from do nothing to some things that are much more restrictive. I suppose at the end of the day, we could look at music restrictions or bands not participating in particular parades, but that would be going a way down the line before we've even seen the evidence before us and heard from the band itself.
So you already have a headline in today's Irish News front page: 12 bands face ban from marching past Catholic Church.
Well, I haven't seen the Irish News yet, but I would hope that if you read beneath the headline, you'll see what I hope is quoted as saying, which is that we will, in terms of natural justice and other things, we will be looking to ask the band their opinion. There are a range of options open to us, from do nothing to restrictions. I certainly don't want to get into drawing conclusions at this stage because we haven't seen all the evidence, but we do take the issue seriously. We want to hear from people, and we will consider it whenever we've heard from people and draw conclusions in due course that are common sense conclusions. I think the important thing here is that everybody we have talked to wants to see respectful parading happen. When respectful parading doesn't happen, it's certainly not helpful. But if respectful parading happens across Northern Ireland in an environment of tolerance from both communities, then that's for the good of all communities. When incidents like this happen, it certainly doesn't help. It's something we take seriously. We'll be looking at it in due course.
Do you think local political representatives have done enough to reduce these kinds of tensions around that sort of incident?
Well, when I look across Northern Ireland, there are many areas that I can't talk about where there is really significant leadership happening. Whenever people are motivated to find agreement around contention about parades, when they have relationships built and when leadership is shown from political representatives, parading organisations, residents, then they get results. And that's in areas where I suppose people living in those areas would say, oh yes, parades, they hit the news a number of years ago. We don't hear about them so much now. It may be because that leadership is being shown across the community, across the different sectors. So it certainly helps. I think there are some areas where we need to do more, where people need to look at themselves and do more themselves, because the more that individuals do using their positions to be a force for good, then the less we're going to have incidents or hear of things that we're hearing that we really don't want to hear about.
The decision by the Parades Commission to allow a protest and a parade was highly criticised by unionist politicians. Peter Robinson called the ruling utterly impractical. It demonstrated total incompetence. Geoffrey Donaldson described it as a crazy decision. That was part of the context around all of this.
Well, I'm not sure what the context around this particular ban parade or the behavioural issues or that may or may not be the case was. I mean, if you're talking about that particular decision, first of all,
the 4 p.m. deadline. Decision.
I suppose there were three options open to the commission in a very general sense. One was to completely restrict the parade going past that part of the route. The second was that it went past at 7 o'clock or so, as it has done for a number of years now. And the third option, as was discussed in the talks, was to return earlier. So those are the three options open to us. We took that middle option to try to, look at a way of getting this return parade happening in a way that balanced everybody's rights, and also that was looking at something a little bit different, to have an earlier return so that it would allow a longer space of time.
But do you think that the comments made by politicians around that decision were helpful?
I certainly think that the few days leading up to the 12th weren't as helpful as they could in terms of some of the comment within the media. I think I had made a statement at that time that we all needed to be mindful of what we said, because any leader across the political divide, political community, orange or parading organisation or resident or clergy, can have a hugely positive influence in making these things go better. And the more that the issues and the problems are hyped up, obviously the more problematic they can become.
Peter, when are we going to get a decision on this this incident at St Patrick's Church?
Well, we will be gathering evidence. We will be looking to have the band and the parade organiser respond to it. We will welcome any other input people have to us, and then we'll consider it and take a decision after that. I suppose it might impact upon on that parade or other parades. I can't give a timeline on that, because these things just take a little bit of time. It certainly won't be in the next number of weeks.
So what you're saying today is you want politicians to be involved more positively in sorting out this kind of stalemate, to avoid that kind of incident perhaps
in
the future.
I have seen huge numbers of examples across Northern Ireland where politicians from every political party have got involved, shown tremendous leadership, and when that happens, along with the motivation of the parading organisations and local residents, issues have been worked out. I mean, you only have to look at the Crumlin situation, for example, when we were told a few days before this year's parade that it was going to be hugely problematic as well. Based on the Commission's determination, which was fair and balanced, as all the Commission's determinations, I think, are, both the Orange Order and the community and residents' representatives got together, and in an atmosphere of respect with each other within the framework of the determination, they worked out an agreement, and Crumlin Parade went very well.
Peter, we've got to leave it there, I'm afraid.
That leadership, that is fantastic.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Okay,
thanks
you.
A lot. Peter Osborne, the chair of the Parades Commission, and the young Conway volunteers, the band referred to in that interview, say it was pure chance that they came to a halt outside St Patrick's Church. The church, they say, had its doors closed and there was certainly no act of worship going on at the time. And the band also say that they were not playing a sectarian song outside that church.